This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yet another live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever is on your mind and do it via our toll-free number, which is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is also available for you. That's Skype username LRN.FM. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And it is also 9/11. 15 years later now, and according to TheHill.com, Americans feel like they're more vulnerable now to terrorism as they ever were. So we'll give you some of those numbers. And also, Mark, you want to talk about Hillary Clinton almost taking a spill at an event this morning. Looked like she might have been losing consciousness, perhaps, or having some sort of an episode as she was being loaded into the back of a van, one of her, I don't know, secretive service
secret. Yeah,
vans.
It's a secret van. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, I'm just kind of curious. A, on one hand, she had this episode this morning, and they're calling it at this point pneumonia. And before that...
I thought I saw that she was overheated.
Okay. That was what they were saying previously.
Okay.
Non-doctors diagnosed her as overheated. Now they're diagnosing her as having pneumonia.
That's not good.
And on antibiotics. So we are told that...
She's been having pneumonia and has been on antibiotics?
No.
Or they just put her on antibiotics?
Yeah. Now we've diagnosed her with pneumonia and that she is on antibiotics.
Okay.
And she has been having problems for a long time. I mean, she had in 2012 this some kind of blood clot thing. I think it was like called a thrombosis, if I remember correctly. But nonetheless, it was.
What is she in her late 60s?
Yeah, she's in her late 60s. Okay. She's 67. Her doctor, who I would imagine is, he would end up dead if he said something besides she's in excellent health, is saying that she's in excellent health. They revealed some numbers about her health here, including. Her blood pressure, which is 100 over 65, her heart rate, which was 72, her EKG is normal, cholesterol was 195 for the LDLs, and
Do we really need to have a full checkup here, Mark?
Where it's normal, right? All these things are normal, but one can still have sort of fainting spells and a variety of things happen with sort of normal health for a 67-year-old woman.
Hmm.
And I guess I have some questions. At this point, I'm of the opinion that Hillary Clinton is in bad health.
Okay.
That's the opinion I have developed at this point. Now, supposedly her visit to the Jimmy Kimmel show like a month ago or whatever, she called the Republican strategy as painting her as in a health wacky, right? And when you start, making fun, pretty soon the next step is, then they fight you and then you win. So I'm kind of wondering, what does an ill Hillary Clinton mean for America? Because she's currently beating Donald Trump in the polls.
Now, I thought there were some polls that showed Trump.
Right. So some polls are stupid, right?
Okay.
Sometimes they'll just take polls of all of America and tell you, this is what America thinks. And that's dumb because the United States doesn't have an election based on what everybody thinks.
Well, generally it's likely voters or, those are what.
Even if it's likely voters, it still doesn't matter. Look, Gore had the popular vote in 2000, but Bush won because we have a series of elections on the first Tuesday in November, not because we have one election. America thinks it's one election because it's all on the same day, but it's a series of state elections. Mostly.
Okay.
And so what matters is what happens in the swing states. If you're in California, terribly sorry, but your vote isn't going to make the least bit of difference. If you're in Utah, you're voting for Trump, right? Like, it doesn't matter. Those things are, those elections are decided. the Republican states are going to go Republican, the Democrat states are going to go Democrat.
Are they, though? I mean, isn't there a big split in the Republican Party because of Donald Trump? Isn't it possible that, you know, maybe things will be a little different this time around?
Well, if at this point we're looking at polls, and they're only feeding out certain information, mm-hmm. when in polls where they enter Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, then he does rather well, between 10 and 15% in those polls, sometimes up to 20.
I've not heard. I mean, are you saying there's a poll that is of all ages where Johnson's actually cracked into 20%?
He's got some stuff on his website. I haven't torn into that. I wasn't expecting to talk about uh-huh. that. I was expecting to talk about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, color me skeptical on that, because I've seen polls as low as 8% with Johnson.
Sure, and that's then again, you don't know which states. They've been pushing down the independent voters.
Well, what's all this have to do with Hillary Clinton anyway?
That's the question. Is Hillary Clinton, I believe, health to be a very important factor in what or why people vote. I believe one of the reasons that
you
Ron
think
Paul,
so? I mean, most yes. of the time they're voting for old guys and, you know, right around the age of death.
Was Barack Obama old?
Okay, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, I guess they were.
George Bush, okay, who was the last old guy? George Bush Sr., he wasn't terribly
Reagan?
Old.
Reagan?
Yeah, he was old, you know, older, certainly. Yeah. I think he was the oldest president. You're going back to your childhood.
Okay,
you were born during the Reagan administration. That's the point. Americans want a healthy person to lead them. And
oh, God, please stop talking about how you don't really believe that a president leads people, do you?
He leads plenty of them.
Really?
Yeah,
do people look to the president, tell me what to do, sir. I need leading.
Yep, they do.
I can't make my own decisions in my life. I need a president.
Yep, they do. I don't like it, but they do.
The president is not my leader, and he or she should not be yours either. You should lead your own damn life.
Fine. I'm wondering what it's going to do for the election with Hillary Clinton's health. And I'm really asking the listeners here. I don't have a supposition when I walk into this. I believe this is going to affect the election. I don't know how. Is it going to give Trump votes? Are people going to say?
Why would it? I mean, if somebody's going to vote for Hillary Clinton, they're not going to just all of a sudden vote for Trump. I mean, look, I think you discounted this, but before the show, I said, well, she's got a running mate. I mean, people do know that if the president dies, the vice president takes over. So it's like, oh, you vote for Hillary because you like Hillary and you like the Democrats, right? I mean, a lot of people are voting for Hillary while holding their nose. Maybe they're secretly hoping she dies and the other dude, whatever his name is, takes over.
What's his name? That's the point, sir.
Karen or something?
Kane. The guy is completely unbranded as a candidate at this
point.
Who
cares?
Do you want...
It's a partisan thing every time. The Democrats aren't going to vote
for
Trump.
It is a partisan thing.
And the Republicans aren't going to vote for Hillary, for the most part.
Okay, I'm not talking about Democrats and Republicans, all right? Here, let me make my statement, and then you can... I'm sure you'll agree with me. 33% of the population would vote for Stalin if he was running under the Democratic ticket.
Sure they would.
33% of the nation would vote for Hitler if he was running on the Republican ticket.
Right.
It's the 33% in the middle that make a difference. And frankly, of those 33%, only about 10% actually sway one way or the other.
Hmm.
So what you have to do, those people are swayed in all kinds of different ways.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many people are undecided at the moment?
There's a lot of people undecided. They don't even know what, they've just heard Trump's a racist. Mm-hmm. They've heard that. They've heard,
Hillary's a liar.
Hillary's all kinds of expletives. And they feel like they have terrible choices. Now, once they hear that Hillary is dying or whatever, I mean, she's fainting, she's falling over, she's having seizures, all these claims that are out there, and I can't verify and I certainly won't deny any of them. It looks like the woman's in bad health from what I can tell. And there's this sort of hush game on. If you say that she's in bad health, Dr. Drew from Loveline basically got canned from, I can't remember what the gig was, but.
Whatever his after Loveline gig was, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for saying that she didn't look like she was good in good medical treatment. That's really weird stuff, and it makes me believe it even more. Once they start hushing things, then you're like, whoa, what is going on? And I don't know. I'm really just asking, is this going to mean one of the third party candidates is going to get more votes? Are people going to start looking around?
I don't know. I don't think
most Americans even realize that there are minor parties.
You're asking this of our listeners.
Yes.
Is this possible sickness of a political candidate, Hillary Clinton, is that a factor in how you're going to choose to vote this election?
Yeah, or you think that other people or whatever. Because I believe Ron Paul, the reason that he didn't catch fire was because he was so old.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here, share your thoughts on this topic, or whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. And Skype username LRN.FM.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day, we won't be at war. One day, taxes will be fair. One day, our social and economic challenges will be conquered, not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here. And join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Jax just integrated Ethereum Classic, or Ether Classic, into its multi-cryptocurrency wallet. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live, and you can go and get yours at JAXX.io or your Google or Apple app stores. It's a great wallet. Not only can you use it to store your Bitcoin and your Ether, now both types of Ether, you can also do Dash, unless you're on Apple. You can't do Dash on Apple, because Apple are jerks. But otherwise, everybody else can use Dash. Jax is a great multi-currency wallet. In fact, it's got Shapeshift integration, so you can easily exchange between currencies right there in the wallet. That's a super cool feature. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's the creator of the CryptoKit as well. And it's super easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. Remember, you've got to take this seriously. This is like you running your own bank account. There's nobody to turn to if you don't keep your backup keys. Okay, so you've got to take those. You've got to take full responsibility for protecting that information.
Absolutely. There's no teller there to look up your to look up your account.
Correct. So it's easy to back up, but you've got to take the responsibility to store that backup phrase in a safe place. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. It's coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. That's what they're targeting for future updates. To Jax, your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. And it is, by the way, cross-platform, so you use it on your smartphone, your laptop, Linux, Mac, Windows. So lots of different ways to get Jax. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you had asked a question of our listeners to... You know, elucidate us on whether or not Hillary Clinton's possible health problems, she apparently maybe fainted today. It's really hard to tell what's going on from the video. There, I guess, are Secret Service agents that are sort of around her as she's was supposed to get into a van purportedly on her own volition, but she ends up being sort of...
She just face-planted into the van.
No, I wouldn't say she face-planted. Her weight goes on to the agents, and they basically place her into the van.
I'll take your word for it.
So she's standing, the van pulls up, the door opens, then she appears to just start to go limp or at the very least lose motor function.
Yep.
To where the agents are then holding her up, and then they bring her into the van.
Now, so, campaigning is an arduous lifestyle.
It's you're not going to get a lot of sleep if you're on a political campaign.
And these presidential campaigns are getting longer and longer. Right now, we have some of the oldest potential presidents that we have had in a long time on the Democratic and Republican side. Certainly, I don't know what Gary Johnson's age is, but the guy hiked Everest, and he's a pretty active dude, the Libertarian, and I couldn't tell you how Dr. Jill Stein's health is. So, you've got some pretty old folks from which to choose, and besides all their other foibles, these people are pretty old, and I'm just wondering... You know, what happens if a candidate gets really sick? Is it going to change a lot of people's... It's going to change a lot of people's minds. What are they going to do?
Is it, though?
I think it is.
You think it is, but you're looking for some sort of validation on this.
I don't know.
You know, have there been any polls done about this? I don't know if you've looked, but it might be worth it to see if maybe, you know, some sort of polling organization has thought to ask people this question. Our toll-free number, if you want to jump in here and share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. And you were talking, Mark, about this sort of wedge of voters that is undecided. There's obviously the people who are going to vote Republican no matter what, the people who are going to vote Democrat no matter what. But you're saying that the undecided people, you believe that Hillary's health may be a deciding factor or an important factor in whether or not they choose to vote for her. Is that correct?
That's right. And the Washington Post says Hillary Clinton's health just became a real issue in the presidential campaign, is what they're claiming. So I don't think that we've had enough time
for a poll to really hit
the ground, but I'm curious. I really would like to know.
Politico's got a piece about those undecided voters. Politico.com just published a few days ago. They tend to be more young than old, and they are less likely to identify with either of the two parties. They strongly dislike both major party candidates. They're 2016's undecided voters, or at least those who tell pollsters that they won't choose between Trump or Clinton. Sometimes they say they won't vote for either candidate. Other times they say they'll vote for another candidate when offered only Trump and Clinton, or they'll choose Gary Johnson or Jill Stein when pollsters prompt with those names.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they say they won't vote at all. Even as Clinton builds a consistent lead in the weeks following the national party conventions, this block of voters, which usually ranges between 8 and 20% of voters, could still tip the scales in November.
They were very millennials were very important in the 2008 and 2012 campaigns.
While most pollsters insist it's too early to predict which candidate's likely to win undecided voters over, Clinton would appear to have the most to gain or lose. They're more likely to come from a demographic, younger voters,
yep,
that's more inclined to back her, and in some surveys have a slightly less negative view of her than of Trump. And yet, they've resisted supporting her all year and are actively seeking other options, such as Johnson or Stein.
Yeah, I have a pretty negative view of both of the major candidates. I'm not a millennial. I'm a Gen Xer. Mm-hmm. I'm 45 years old. But I don't have a good view of either one of these candidates. I will admit that I'm one of those guys out there that they look at, right? Like you males tend to vote one way, women tend to vote the other. I gotta say that I tend to find Trump less distasteful than Clinton. But really, this is like, which would you like, a spoonful of this vile substance or a spoonful of this vile substance?
I admitted when I was on Chris Cantwell's show Radical Agenda on Friday night that if somebody put a gun to my head, I would probably choose Trump.
And why?
Just because it would be more entertaining to watch him.
I think he'd shake things up more than she would. She seems like she's very much the way things have always been.
The establishment.
Been. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what they want you to think. I don't know if Trump's really any different.
Now, that will not prevent me from voting for a third party. Unless Trump or Clinton begin really spewing peace talk, they're not going to get my vote. Because I only vote. I'm a one-issue voter, and I vote
based on... Lou Rockwell argued that Trump's the best candidate for less war.
I have heard that argument. Yeah. I don't necessarily agree with that statement.
I don't think it's locked in, said John Della Volpe, the director of polling at the Harvard Institute of Politics and an expert on younger voters, he says. It's not even September yet. A political review of polling data, both publicly released and shared from unreleased crosstabs, establishes a profile of those neither Trump nor Clinton voters, primarily independent, younger, and strongly aligned against both politicians. Now, this is a good thing to have happen. I mean, that's one of the best things about this election is how upset people are about their choices. I think that's one of the most useful things for libertarians to be enterprising on, the fact that now more so than ever, someone is more likely to ask, what is libertarianism anyway? Or what does it mean to be a libertarian?
I agree completely. And I really love the joke that's out there on, I've seen it on Facebook, but it's probably all on the internet, that the idea that, life as we know it has hit the final season, and essentially we've jumped the shark, and the writers are just throwing anything out there.
Hence Donald Trump.
Hence they've got Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, two of the most reviled people in America, running against each other.
Well, if that's true, if it's the final season, that means anyone can die as well. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us here. Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live and the live Sunday edition here. You can join us. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also save big time on your purchases at Amazon, because why wouldn't you want to? I mean, if you can save 25% on something, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, right. Especially Amazon, where you don't get sale pricing, generally.
And it's going to... You know, it's going to take you a few extra steps to save 25%. There is always a cost. In this case, it's the cost of the time that it takes to put whatever item it is you want on a wish list. Easy to do. You're on Amazon, add it to your wish list. Then you take the wish list URL and you import that in over at saveitpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. Import your wish list. Saveitpurse, you know, ingests whatever those items are that's on the list. And then they give you a little slider bar where you decide what discount you would like off that. You want 5% off? You can get it instantly at 5% off. You want 10%, 20%, 25%? You can try higher if you want. The higher you go, the longer it will likely take.
I got an item at 45% off once.
When, though? I mean, it's
been some time.
It's getting harder to get those kind of discounts because Purse is getting more popular, and as it gets more popular, there's more of a competitive marketplace. Because what's happening is you have to have Bitcoin in order to make this work. That's the key to saveitpurse.com. And this is reason number one. If you're a shopper at Amazon, to get Bitcoin if you don't have Bitcoin yet, because you can save 20% easily.
Who hasn't shopped at Amazon? What do you think the percentage is in the United States of people who have shopped on Amazon?
I don't know. It's got to be pretty high.
I think it's above 50%.
I don't know about that, but it's you know, because not everybody's on the internet and you know,
not everybody
so on and so forth. But a very, very cool site. In fact, I just was talking about it with Daryl the other night. It's been almost 2 years since I've been on Purse.
Really?
I've saved over like $1,300 just by using saveatpurse.com.
That's a raise.
It's huge. Yeah, it's a huge deal. So if you want to save big time, you got to have Bitcoin. But again, this makes buying Bitcoin worth it, even if you're paying 10% over spot, because you can save 20% easily on items. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We'll talk more about the undecided voters in America here in moments. Hillary Clinton's health may be failing. You're welcome to comment on all those things or bring up anything you want. Let's talk to Tom in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
It's Pat.
Huh?
Yeah, I said Pat.
Tot? Todd?
No, I said it's Pat.
Pat. Hi, Pat. I'm not sure how they got that one wrong, but you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, well, before I moved to Virginia, I was out in Oregon and northeastern California, and they did a lot of hang gliding out there. I just ain't seen much of it out here on the East Coast.
Oh, there's got to be hang gliding. Don't they do that down in Florida, Mark, where they've got the...
I haven't seen hang gliding. I've seen
parasailing. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, I've seen that out here at Virginia Beach, but I ain't never seen no hang gliding in
Well, it sounds like a business opportunity, Tom. Maybe you should start up your own hang gliding business and see if you can make a living off of that.
Maybe. If I had like a... what is it, the boards up there, the blue, I can't think of it up there. It's a parkway.
Well, I guess you do need to have access to some sort of high point that you'd be able to launch people from. Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Unfortunately, you know, starting up a business can be hard with the government around. You know, they don't like it when you, do things without asking their permission first and greasing a lot of palms.
Yeah, I wonder when it comes to hang gliding business exactly how many palms would need to be greased.
Well, you need to have insurance, probably.
Insurance is not greasing palms.
Yeah,
insurance is, yeah, with hang gliding, you need some insurance. But that's, the insurance company certainly has all kinds of relationship with the government and pays lots of money and has lots of oversight and excludes lots of people from that market. But a hang gliding, all you need to do is make a deal with somebody's got a high point.
So you can join us here, bring up whatever's on your mind, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Have you ever gone hang gliding, Mark?
No.
No, me neither.
I don't think I'd be very comfortable doing something like that.
So like no jumping out of airplanes or anything?
I'm not going to call myself afraid of heights.
Bungee jumping?
But I'm just not fond of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I recently went, there was a World War II weekend this late spring, early summer. In Massachusetts, and they had some helicopter rides, and my son wanted to go on one, and I have never been on a helicopter ride before. This is a four-person helicopter, and it's basically just a plastic bubble with an engine on it, and not much to it. The guy took us zipping around the countryside in Massachusetts. My son's in, and I don't want him to get scared or, act out or whatever, so I kept my mouth shut, but I was terrified. I was holding on to the sort of roll cage and that kind of thing. I really did not have a great time.
So you can share your thoughts here with us. We've been talking about undecided voters, and Politico.com has a piece here that's all about, these people who they say are mostly younger, they tend to lean younger, who are not happy with Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. And the question is, what are they going to do as this election approaches? Here in New Hampshire, the primary election is coming up on Tuesday. And then, of course, the general election will be in early November. I mean, this thing's coming up fast. And there's maybe 8 to 20% of voters who have not yet made a decision on what they're going to be doing.
I don't know if the primary makes a difference when it comes to presidential stuff.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Just in November, that's the one.
Yeah, I'm just saying we're in the season here.
But, I mean, it's going to get bigger and bigger in November to the point that people who don't know anything about government are going to get the trickle-down message, hey, it's time to vote. You need to get out the vote. It's important that you vote. It's your American duty to vote.
Even now, if, pick one.
Even if you are a mouth-breathing ignoramus who knows nothing, you should get out and vote. And I will not stop telling this story. I think it's so important. One year when we went to the Liberty Forum, and it was many years ago, I ended up in the jacuzzi with a rather older woman who was telling me about her, you know, her political activism. She worked at a home for people with, you know, disabilities, you know, whatever terminology we're going to use for these people that's appropriate these days. Back in the day, we called them...
Cripple?
No, not cripples. You know, people who are retarded, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, mentally challenged folks. Yeah. And she made sure that they knew that they were supposed to go vote, and she drove the van to the polls, and she made sure to tell them before they got out of the van to vote Democrat, because that was her political activism.
Yeah, that's what people do.
Now, I'm not saying that it isn't done other ways in other places.
Sure.
I'm just saying that there are
people... Could have just as easily told people to vote Republican.
...that are frankly unqualified. I think that... I get the impression that, you know, people who... her job is funded by the state.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats and the state seem to like each other, especially up in New Hampshire. I don't know about other places. But there are people who are unqualified to vote. I'm sorry to tell you. They're just... if you don't know who the vice president of the United States is right now, stay home. Get a hobby. Do something different. You're unqualified.
So it's hardly unusual for voters who identify as independents to say they're undecided in a presidential election, but what's uncommon about 2016 is these voters have overwhelmingly negative opinions about both main candidates.
I know a bit about the candidates, and I still have a negative opinion.
Suggesting, well, they're talking about people who, you know, they probably know about the candidates. That's one of the reasons why they have a negative opinion. Suggesting it will be difficult for either to bring those voters into the fold. Again, this is from Politico.com. The latest round of national polls conducted in late July or August after the conventions paints a reliable picture of the voters either on the fence or firmly aligned against both major party candidates. The sample sizes of undecideds in each poll are small, but some patterns are apparent across most of the polls. Republicans are slightly more diffident about Trump than Democrats are about Clinton. But those who don't identify with
Clinton
one...
Clinton likes government. Democrats like government. Democrats less upset about Hillary.
But those who don't identify with one of the two parties are significantly more likely to be undecided. In a Fox News poll of registered voters conducted in early August, only 8% of self-identified Democrats said they preferred another candidate, wouldn't vote, or were undecided. A modestly higher percentage of Republicans, 10%, were undecided, but fully a quarter of independents said they were undecided. We can talk more about undecided voters. Are you one of them? Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts with us here. Our number is 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can support the show directly is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can do that right now by going to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is your $5 a month is all we're asking for. You can give more if you want it. But $5 a month will be invested into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So it makes a big difference for us when you amp. And you get perks, too. You get access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only Facebook group, and more. Go get all the details. Sign up with any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard right there on our website. And you can also use Bitcoin now. Bitcoin is back for amping. If you're going to do Bitcoin, you do have to do the prepaid AMP option, so keep that in mind when you go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about undecided voters. Let's talk to Aaron in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Aaron.
Good evening.
Hey there.
Hey, I guess I wanted to call up and just say that hope you guys won't rip me too bad here, but I really don't care much for undecided voters. In fact, I think they're just idiots.
Why?
Because Well, I think at this, if you are undecided at this point in the election, then I think you've not been paying attention, and you just obviously don't understand what's going on. And when I say people who you... I think at this point everyone should understand what Donald Trump stands for, what Hillary Clinton stands for, and what any other politician who's running should stand
for. But just because you understand what they stand for doesn't mean that it's... that makes it easier to make a decision. I think that's generally true. Having more information is something that you would want to have before you make a decision. But even if you have information about these candidates, if you know that they're all undesirable, then that's a pretty difficult choosing situation. Pick your poison.
And I guess what I'm saying is I'm not meaning to knock people. I'm not knocking people who just don't like any of the candidates at all.
Well, that's who a lot of these people are. That's who, a lot of these undecided voters. At the very least, they don't like Trump and Clinton. I don't imagine they have as strong of opinions about Stein or Johnson. But, that's a tough thing for people to do, is make a decision between evils, to make a decision between these scumbags.
There's two categories of people, right? There are people that are completely ignorant of what's going on. They're not paying attention, and that's what he's upset about.
I got you.
And I do understand where he's coming from, but I have to point out that I guess I'm a bit of a news junkie. I like to look at the news. I'm interested in what's going on in the news.
A lot of people want to avoid the news.
I don't know a darn thing. If you get me in Trivial Pursuit doing sports or culture,
Hollywood.
Yeah. I'm not your man. I'm not gonna know what that stuff is. I couldn't name the Kardashians. I don't know those things. And so I try to forgive people who don't know because they're just not interested. I will say to those people, look, you're going to be, somebody's going to be president, and, whether you're informed or not, they're going to have control, some level of control over your life, and that's that should be important to you. I think that it's the ignorance of the populace that allows politicians to skulk about and do what it is that they do. So I find that very frustrating. I do get where he's coming from when he says, look, if you've been paying any attention to this, you probably have a gut feeling for which one of these candidates you should be voting for. So I kind of agree with him. I tend to agree.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I don't mean if somebody doesn't like anyone who's running, then I mean that's different than undecided. It's just like, well, I've kind of looked at both of them, it's like...
Technically it is undecided. I'm deciding whether or not I want to even vote in the presidential election. That's the decision I have to make.
You could even do a write-in candidate, I guess.
There is that, in which case I have yet to decide what I would write in if I decide that I'm going to write someone in.
You could write in, would Daryl W. Perry be a write-in candidate?
I could write in Daryl W. Perry.
Yeah. That means he'll get two votes. For me, I limit myself.
Or I could write in none of the above.
I limit myself to people that are going to be on the ballot in all 50 states. I do think that Daryl...
I think that limits you to three choices.
I didn't mean all 50. I should have said people who are going to be on the ballot in enough states that they could actually win the electoral college.
You now have four choices.
Yeah, four choices. And I'm choosing from those four. I don't consider... I won't spend my gas money to go to the poll to write somebody in.
All right, Aaron. I presume you have made a decision based on the things that you've been saying. So you want to share that with us?
Well, and this is where I'm choosing the least of all the evils, I guess I would say. And I know you guys aren't big libertarians. Gary Johnson or whatever is who I think I'm going to vote
for. That's who I'm going to vote for.
Wait, what makes you think we're not big libertarians? Have you heard this show before?
No, I didn't say libertarians. I just know you guys aren't big fans of his.
Oh, right.
So
I'm not a big fan of Gary Johnson's because I'm a libertarian.
He's a libertarian in name only or whatever,
right.
But I still feel like he's the best option out of Hillary Clinton's corrupt, Donald Trump is insane, the Green Party candidate, I don't know,
she's a communist.
So, I don't know. Gary Johnson might do a little bit better than the rest of them.
I think that's probably true. But, man, the more that guy says, the less I am interested in voting for him. Hey, well, thanks, Aaron, for your call,
man.
Getting
the greatest press. The things that the press puts out there is not the best.
Well, actually, the Aleppo thing's apparently actually been pretty good for him. Thanks for the call, Aaron. I appreciate it.
Can you explain that to me?
I don't know. I thought I saw some sort of headline about how, you know, he's getting more name recognition as a result of that. Mm-hmm. You know, more people people are looking up Aleppo for the first time ever. So it's like.
Turns out most of America doesn't know where the hell Aleppo is.
That's right. Yeah. I think it's like 90% of Americans have no idea where or what Aleppo is.
Yeah.
So.
Did you see how that question came down?
People want to relate to a candidate, and they can relate to that.
I don't know what he was thinking when he said it, but the interviewer first asked him a question, what about the Nader effect? So asked him a question about Ralph Nader, the election in 2000, in the year 2000, and then follows it up with, and what about Aleppo?
Okay.
Those are completely unrelated questions. And I don't know that, he necessarily even knew what he was being asked. Mm-hmm. Maybe he misunderstood Aleppo. Sounds like hippo. I don't know.
I don't know either. You're welcome to share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, I knew enough to know that it was a place, but I couldn't have told you where it was.
Yeah.
Apparently it's in Syria.
All right.
An ABC News Washington Post poll conducted in early August showed fewer undecided voters overall, but the same pattern. 3% of Dems, 6% of Republicans, and 12% of independents could not choose between the candidates. The late July CBS News poll was similar. It all comes at a time when more voters are self-identifying as independents, according to University of Arizona professor.
They got no other choices left.
That has implications in not just the number of independent voters who stay home on election day, but also those who do vote but are otherwise less engaged in the political process. Quote, when people say they're an independent, they might be voting for their preferred party, but they're not putting up a yard sign or putting on a sticker. Mm. And those things matter, says the researcher. One out of five voters under the age of 35 in the Fox News poll would not choose between the two candidates. One out of five. So that's 20%.
20% just wouldn't tell a pollster anything.
Compared to just 12% of voters between 35 and 54. So that's a significant difference. And only 9% of voters 55 and older. And in a subsequent three-way matchup, 19% of voters under 35 said they'd vote for Johnson, the former New Mexico governor running on the Libertarian Party ticket, far more than the 13% of voters from 35 to 54 who said they would vote for Johnson, or the 6% of them from 55 and up. So it's definitely true that younger people are more likely to consider the third parties.
And Johnson's got like 700,000, I shouldn't be quoting numbers, some large amount of people on some petition to get him on in the debates. And he's mounting a pretty good public relations campaign to get in those debates. I'm curious as to whether or not the people that run the debates are going to feel enough pressure to let him in, because they're certainly incentivized not to. If he gets in, I feel like that's going to make a big difference when he's on stage with two of the most distasteful candidates America has ever seen.
Let's go to Stazan, calling from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stazan. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Stazan, you're on the air.
I'm Stevan.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. They completely... our board op is not having a good time with names tonight. Stand by, Stefan. We're going to bring you back here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour number two is on the way. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. As always, you can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.